American composer Ferdy Groffet enjoyed a successful career as a composer, arranger, and pianist, known for his prominent interest in jazz and other genres of popular North American music. However, it was Groffet's celebrated work, The Grand Canyon Suite, that became the signature work within his diverse musical legacy. Born in New York in 1892, Ferdinand Rudolph von Groffet, or Ferdy Groffet as he liked to be called, spent the first half of his life living in New Jersey, working in and around the Big Apple, where the sounds of the 1920s and 1930s big band music was, in a word, hot. With the saying, the apple doesn't fall far from the tree, Ferdy Groffet fits the adage quite well as a family member of four generations of musicians wedded to classical music. His father, a baritone, performed light opera. His mother, a professional cellist and music teacher whose father was a cellist, and her brother, who held the first violinist chair for the Los Angeles Symphony. With such an impressive musical pedigree, Groffet was well prepared for the bright lights of New York, a fertile music bed for aspiring musicians. As a backdrop, the 20s and 30s in New York, the apex of the music business and the center for jazz liberated from New Orleans, evolved into a booming commercial enterprise in a city where a lot was going on, musically speaking, with big bands led by musicians like Paul Whitman, who Groffet arranged charts for, an emerging and curious movement to refashion and promote jazz as art music, with works like George Gershwin's Rhapsody in Blue, and the entrance of African-American dance ensembles led by legends like Fletcher Henderson. New York, New York, rather abruptly became a songwriting empire business, a.k.a. Tin Pan Alley. Then add to the mix the city's appetite for musical theater, Broadway, and the Harlem Renaissance. New York was the perfect setting for Groffet to develop his chops as a composer. After all, the city is where the stride piano tradition of James P. Johnson and the hugely talented Fats Waller wailed, and where the opening of the Cotton Club, with its most illustrious composer and orchestra leader, Duke Ellington, thrived. Ferdy Groffet's The Grand Canyon Suite for Orchestra, composed during the period of 1929 to 1931, with a first public performance staged at the Studebaker Theater in Chicago on November 22nd of 1931, features five movements, each ushering in musical images of scenes Groffet found unique to the canyon. The Grand Canyon Suite, invested with a wealth of pastoral imagery, offers listeners a musical glimpse of the natural landscape and topography of the Grand Canyon, a steep-sided gorge boasting deep, breathtaking ravines between its cliffs, illuminated by Groffé's affinity for the area, including the crafty, percussive portrayal of a load-bearing mule negotiating the terrain. One can only wonder if Ferdy Groffé realized in advance how his Grand Canyon Suite might appeal to the young and the young at heart, while paying tribute to the topographical diversity of North America. There's a strong chance he did. I'm Jonathan Overby, and this is another in the Odyssey series exploring music the world over and its power to create greater understanding of those near and far.